In Egypt, journalists against the coup, a movement led by journalists affiliated with the Muslim Brotherhood, has held a press conference about the violations committed since former President Mohamed Morsi was removed from power.
The aim of our presser is to shed light and to unmask the atrocities committed by the military-backed authorities against journalists. It's been 7 months now since the coup and no investigations have been conducted.
The movement said during the past 7 months, 9 journalists were killed and 80 other arrested, with 30 of them still in custody. It is said the death of journalists on the job has placed Egypt as the most dangerous country for reporting after Iraq and Syria. Other violations were also listed by the movement, ranging from the arrest of political party spokespersons and the torture and beatings of journalists while in police custody.
Our colleagues who were detained by the authorities were subjected to inhumane treatment from the security forces, and in some incidents were even physically harassed and arrested unlawfully. Is this the ambience we were all hoping after the January Revolution?
20 journalists, including 4 foreigners, are currently facing trial in Egypt on charges of spreading false news and belonging to the Muslim Brotherhood. The military-backed government has designated the Brotherhood as a terrorist organization, making it so that any journalist who interviews a member of the organization could face prosecution. The prosecution of journalists in Egypt has drawn condemnations from the international community and journalists around the world. Yet, the campaign continues in Egypt with no signs that the situation will change in the near future. Karim Gamaluddin, Press TV, Cairo.